Hello and welcome back. How are you all doing? I hope you're doing well. First of all, thank you so much to those of you that gave feedback on last week's podcast. Marcus was absolutely brilliant and it sounded like it was such a powerful podcast episode for so many of you. So shout out to Marcus. It is coming up to the end of March. And as crazy as it sounds, that means that we are one quarter of the way through the year already, which is just a little bit mental. So what I wanted to do was come on the podcast this week and do a little bit of reflection, because before we know it, the year's going to be going by even more quickly. We're going to be halfway through the year at a click of a finger. And so what that means is unless we're consciously reflecting on what we've achieved, what we haven't achieved, what we wanted to achieve throughout the year, then it's going to pass us by and we're going to get to December 2024 and realize that we haven't done half the things that we wanted to do, or saying things like, where's the year gone? I can't believe it's nearly 2025 already. And that's not what we want. We want to be, in a relaxed way, in control of our year. So hopefully you did some kind of goal setting, reflection, priority setting at the beginning of the year. If you listened to my podcast, then hopefully you acted on my suggestions. And the two main actions I suggested were to set three priorities for the year. Because when you just set goals, life can change. And we're going to come on to this in a minute, because goal setting doesn't work for me. But priority setting does. So if you haven't done that, go back, listen to the podcast. It is not too late. Just because we are a quarter of the way in already doesn't mean we're too late. If anything, we've just come out of the long dark winter. The sun's coming out. The April showers are here. Spring is on its way. So there's no time like the present to go back and do those exercises if you haven't done them already. The second thing was to do a wheel of life, which is where you look at all the different areas of your life. So that's friends, family, romance, career, fun and adventure, etc., etc. And you write down your goals for the year in those areas. So in the podcast today, I'm going to run through what I've done to reflect on my priorities and my goals and to make sure that I'm on track to where I want to be at the end of the year. So about 3 or 4 days ago in my journal, I wrote out my three priorities. So my three priorities were self-connection. Second one was prioritizing simplicity, ease, and clarity. So there were a few things in my life towards the end of last year that were a little bit uncertain, a bit challenging, a bit more difficult than they should have been. And I wanted to kind of get answers, simplicity, clarity, and ease around those. At the end of the day, yes, we want happiness in life, but when we unpick what happiness really is, it's fulfillment, it's joy, but it's also ease. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't get challenged, but it means that in both mind and body, you feel ease. You don't want pains in your body. You want to feel ease in your body. And in your mind, you don't want to be regretting things that you did do or you didn't do. And so this feeling of ease comes with challenge, because if you don't challenge yourself, then you can't feel ease because you know you didn't do things that you should have done, right? So that was my second one. And my third one was to prioritize high ROI actions. So basically doing things that will bring the biggest reward. So say you put 2 days in to create something that kind of runs itself. And so you end up saving yourself 2 weeks by putting in those 2 days. So those were my three priorities. And at the beginning of the year, pretty much throughout the whole of January, at the end of every single day, and I encouraged you guys to do this too, I would reflect on the day and write down what I'd done in that day that aligned with my three priorities. Now, after a while, that was a bit too much to do every single day, especially for the high ROI action, because I didn't really want to be constantly thinking about, am I doing the highest ROI thing in this very moment? And how can I get the absolute maximum out of every single day? Yes, that is a good idea. And that's what hustle is, but it doesn't help you enjoy life. And I want to enjoy life. So I did it every single day for the whole of January, which I would highly recommend you do. Or if you're just setting your priorities for the year now, do them for at least 2 weeks straight. So you're getting into the habit of thinking about these priorities. So every single day you're reflecting on each one, which in turn means that subconsciously you're going to be thinking about them and acting in alignment with them during each day, even after you've finished reflecting on them every single day. I'm hoping that's making sense. So that was the first thing that I did. I reflected on each of the priorities in terms of what I've done or achieved in the last 3 months since the start of the year. But what I also did is I recognized that some things I put in place in the last 3 months that haven't actually come to fruition yet. I would tell you what they are, but I can't just yet. All will be revealed at the end of April. But essentially, in terms of self-connection, there is a bit of a limit to how much I can do that at the minute. I used to do weekly boxing sessions, and at the beginning of the year, I had planned to do fortnightly horse riding lessons, which is something that I used to do a lot when I was younger, and I really wanted to start that up again. However, for various reasons, again, all will be revealed soon, both of those things I can't quite do just yet, but they are coming, and they are coming bigger and better than ever before. And no, I'm not getting a horse. No way. Nothing like that. But there's something really big coming soon that is going to really help me develop my self-connection. Whereas in the last few months, my self-connection has maybe been a bit less than it was at the end of last year because things are so busy and there's lots coming up soon. They're running 2 retreats in the next 2 months, and there's this other really big thing that's coming. What I had set out to do at the beginning of the year was to have 4 weekends to myself each year. And I have had one of those weekends already. However, there's one that's supposed to be coming up in a couple of weeks, but because of everything we've got going on, that's just not going to happen. But fast forward 2-3 months, the possibility of self-connection is going to skyrocket. And no, I'm also not breaking up with my partner. We're still together, not getting a horse, but something's going to change and it's going to drastically help with this. So the reason why I just said that is because if you're doing this, I don't want you to look at these priorities and think, oh, well, I've barely done anything in alignment with them. Because there might be things that you've done that you've done for your future self. So you've done for 6 months down the line. And I want you to reflect on things that you've put in place that aren't happening just yet, that are maybe happening in the future. So say you really wanted to take steps to launch your own business and you've done that, but you're not doing your first event until November or July. Well, that's not technically happened in the first quarter, but it wouldn't be happening at all if you hadn't put things in place now in the first quarter. So go ham on that. Go all out with writing about how you have acted in alignment with your priorities. Likewise, there was something that I had planned to do this year, and I'm potentially still doing it. And it was related to the simplicity, ease, and clarity. And it was this big thing that I wanted to achieve this year that would be something that would happen every single month. And the week I was supposed to be launching it became very busy. I had 2 full days of workshops at a university. We were staying at my partner's family's house. We had to go to London for my brother's birthday, and there was just so much. So the week I was meant to launch this thing, I had zero headspace to do it. There was no way. And realizing that if I was going to launch it, I would not be very impressed with myself. I would probably get very burnt out. I wouldn't be showing up as my best self for these workshops and for my family. So whilst that thing itself, I was going to start as a way to get simplicity, ease, and clarity, I ended up not doing it, or at least postponing it, because that decision gave me simplicity, ease, and clarity. And actually, by trying to do it when I had planned to do it, would actually do the opposite. So sometimes what we intend to do to achieve a goal ends up juxtaposing the very priority that it was there to achieve. So again, if you haven't done stuff that you said you were going to do, reflect on what the reasons were for not doing that and whether that actually aligns with your priorities. And obviously, there was more that I wrote down, but those were just 2 bits that I wanted to pinpoint. So what I want you to do is, if you haven't set your priorities, go and do them now. If you have, do this reflection activity and then pause this and then come back when you're done. Okay, so if you're still here or you've come back, congratulations on getting that last bit done. Hopefully that's been insightful for you. Hopefully you're feeling proud of yourself for everything that you've achieved so far and how you've stayed true to that January version of you who set out these priorities. So now we are moving on to our list of goals that we did in connection to the Wheel of Life. Now, as I said, writing out goals is a little tricky for me because my life seems to move so fast, so quickly. So things that I wrote down in January that I wanted to achieve this year are no longer either relevant or things that I want to achieve. And the same happened last year. I wrote things out that a year wrong, I was like, why did I write that? I was just guessing. I was just trying to come up with goals for the sake of it. And that's not what you want to do. And so whether you have goals written out or not, if you've got your priorities, that's kind of all you need. But if you do want to have goals because it sounds fun, it sounds cool to have a set of goals that you can tick off when you've achieved them, then this is what I would recommend. If you did this list of goals in January, what I want you to do is review them. Tick off what you have achieved. Revise the ones that no longer align with you, and then write out what you have achieved that's not on the list. So I looked at my old list, I ticked off all the ones I had done, kind of scrunched my nose up at the things that were no longer relevant, and then in my current journal, I flicked to the back of my journal and wrote out all of the areas again and everything that I have achieved in those areas since the start of the year. So when I compare these two lists, there's things on there that I don't really think of as desirable anymore. Whereas on the list that I've got in front of me of the last 3 months, there's things that I hadn't even thought about before. So last year in like November, I ordered an ice bath and it arrived in January or February. I can't quite remember. And so in my habits section, I have daily ice baths. And I've also started waking up at 6 a.m. rather than 5 a.m. because we've been finding that we feel a lot more focused. We've got a lot more energy when we wake up at 6 now. And I've been waking up at 5 for the last 4 years. So it felt like it was time for a change. And so daily ice baths and waking up at 6 a.m. is a daily habit, but yet it wasn't something that I set out to achieve in January because I hadn't really considered it. Likewise, on my travel section, I'd written that I wanted to visit a new place, for instance, a trip with Jordan or exploring a new retreat venue, and that's still kind of in the works. But because I'm already so busy with retreats, I'm already traveling quite a bit. So when we head out to Zante in May, we're actually there for 10 days before the retreat kicks off. And then we're there for 4 or 5 days afterwards. And so that is a really nice time for us to explore the island more, do some fun things, travel. So all in all, don't get frustrated if you have not achieved goals that you set out already or if they're no longer relevant. It just means that you're growing and it's proof that things outside of your control happen, which means that things way bigger than what you've put down on your list could happen. Like if you actually wrote down a full list of 10 goals and you achieved every single one of them by the end of the year and they were kind of like 6 out of 10 goals in terms of slightly challenging, but nothing that would be absolutely mind-blowing, and you achieved all of those, then yeah, it would have been a good year. But I don't know about you, but I want a bit of surprise in my year. I don't want to know exactly what I'm gonna achieve, because then it kind of puts pressure on the goals that you set for the next year, because you're essentially saying, I know exactly what's going to happen in my year. Well, what's the point of that? You want a bit of surprise. And so there are lots of things that I've achieved that were not on my goals list, but are mind-blowing. But if I'd have put them on my goals list, they probably wouldn't have happened, because I would have put pressure on myself to achieve them and I would have tried to force them. Whereas when we take action on the things that we want to achieve, but we make space for things that we've never even considered that are way better than what we thought, then we open ourselves up to way more possibilities. So please do keep that in mind when you're creating goals. Now, as I finish up this podcast, I've heard quite a few people recently talk about how they are so excited because there's so many things they want to do, but either they don't have enough time to do all of those things, or they actually end up getting overwhelmed by it all and end up doing nothing. So I thought it would be a good idea to address that here, because I imagine if I've heard it from a few people through socials and from friends, then it can't just be them. There's got to be more people out there who are struggling with this. So here are my thoughts on that. Firstly, every single time I've forced something, it has failed. So if I've thought something would be a good idea and then I really try and make it happen, I try and force it into existence, it's failed. It's not worked well at all. It's not been a good experience. However, every time I've gone with the flow, ideas and answers just come to me. So with my international retreats, it is weird. The answers and just ideas come to me all the time. Whereas if I was to sit down and force myself to think about every single aspect and what I could use in the goodie bags and what could, then it wouldn't be very good. I'd be trying to find stuff for the sake of it rather than just enjoying the process of designing this transformative experience. And so then everything is very intuitively picked. All of the activities, all of the things in the goodie bags, the locations, the venues, it all worked perfectly. My last retreat was just incredible. There were two challenging things. They weren't necessarily hiccups, they were just challenges, but they taught us a lot. But outside of those two things, they didn't really impact the week at all. It was perfect. It couldn't have been any dreamier. So what I'm saying is, if the answers aren't coming, if there are loads of things you want to do because you've been inspired by other people, but yet you're in your head thinking, I've got no idea how to make this happen, then try not to force it. Play with the idea. Watch YouTube videos of other people doing it. Make notes on it. Fill your head with thoughts about it, and then the answers will come because it's already, it's in your consciousness. That's not some woo-woo spiritual thing. It's science. It's to do with the reticular activating system. What you focus on, you see more of, and you get the answers to it because your brain is deeming it as important. So you'll be out for a walk, you see something, you have a thought. But if you're trying to force it, it's not going to work, in my opinion. Secondly, you can actually do all of the things that you want to do. All of those things on that list that you're really excited to do, you can do them all, but you cannot do them all at the same time. So my recommendation here would be to figure out what your values are. Now, when I've worked with people on values before, they get a bit carried away and end up creating 8 different values, 10, 15 different values. You cannot have 15 different values. It doesn't mean that those 15 things aren't important to you. They are. And that's why it's so difficult to pick just 4 values because, well, you know, you value kindness, you value enthusiasm, you value adventure, you value all of these things. But the point of setting, of establishing what you value is to find out what you really deeply value. So I urge you, do not pick more than 5. You should only be picking 4 values. And I've got a whole podcast episode on this. It should be in the title, so you can flick back through and find that if you want to do that. I think there's also a YouTube video that I've done on it as well that's got a link in the description to a worksheet that helps you to figure out your values. So I would do that, figure out what your values are, then write a list of all the things your brain or your ego are desperate to achieve. So they could be really big things like, I really want to start a YouTube channel. I want to start this business. I want to go on a retreat. I want to do all of these things. But you know that both time, money, energy, focus, you can't do all of them. Write, just get it all out. All the things that you don't even want to admit that you want to do. Write them all out. And then I want you to cross-reference these things with your priorities that you established at the beginning of the year. So the 3 priorities that you have, cross-reference them. Are there any things, any goals, things you want to achieve that you've written out that actually are nothing to do with your priorities for the year? If that's true, get rid of them. Cross them out. Secondly, what you're going to do after you've done that is you're then going to cross-reference the remaining goals with your overarching values. Do these things that you're saying you want to achieve align with your values? If they're not, cross them out. And then what you're left with is a smaller list that is easier and less overwhelming and more guaranteed to give you fulfillment and joy after you've achieved it. Now, disclaimer, if there is anything on that list that you've crossed out that your heart is like yearning for, you're like, Izzy, why did you make me cross that out? That is a sign. It's a signal. You know, we don't have to be stuck in these priorities that we set out. Otherwise, as I said earlier, we don't give ourselves room and flexibility to embrace randomness and the unexpected. So if there's anything that's screaming at you that you're really upset to cross out, then that's a signal that that's something that you really care about and value. So either commit to that or just notice. Notice that it's there. And if it's meant to happen, then it will. But let go the desire to make it happen. Whenever we try to make anything happen, it doesn't happen. Okay? It's about playing with these ideas, enjoying the idea of having done them, because you can be happy without these things. Your brain is incredible because you can imagine things happening. And when you imagine things happening, your brain doesn't know the difference between whether it's real or just you're dreaming. So if you can close your eyes and imagine being on a tropical island, or of being in Hawaii or the Maldives, then you actually don't need to go there this year to achieve the feeling of being there. And this sounds ludicrous probably, but it's the truth. Just most people don't know it, and it's also not shouted about, because then people would take action on their goals and the things they want to experience a lot less, which is consumerism, right? If you want to feel amazing in your body, you actually don't need to lose more weight. You don't need to buy better clothes. You can feel amazing in your body right now. So yeah, put in effort to achieve the things that you've set are your goals for this year, but also realize that you can achieve everything within your own mind. And at the end of the day, we don't want these goals. We don't want these things. We want the feeling we think we're going to get from them. So also have a think about, what is it that I want to feel? What feeling do I want to achieve through these things? Why do I want to achieve these things? So for me, I'm looking at my goals that I've written down. I guess I want to feel, there's a part of me that probably wants to feel relevant. I think what I've realized over the last couple of years is what we tend to believe, and maybe it's just me, but if you're not known for what you do, so say you're a doctor, if you're not known, then you're not good enough. You don't have a degree of excellence. So when people, and I say this because really the best podcasts out there with the most views, all of the people they interview are known or famous. You can Google them and you know who they are. But I think this was a year ago, 2 years ago, I actually considered starting a podcast where I interview people who aren't known, who aren't famous, yet are just as excellent and incredible and have even greater knowledge than these famous people. The only difference is they don't care about being known. They don't want to be in the public eye. But yeah, that doesn't mean that they're not incredible. They don't have incredible knowledge. There are so many surgeons and doctors that have never been on a TV series or had an interview in their life, yet can do things we couldn't even dream of. And so there's a part of me that, because of society right now, it gives this impression that if you're not known for what you do, so if I don't get featured in the news or asked to be on the radio, or I don't get a huge amount of a significant following on social media or views of videos, then I'm not good at what I do. But that's not true. That's not true at all. You know, these people that do have these big social media followings, say, for instance, Dr. Julie Smith. She was a therapist who then started creating TikTok videos. And now her TikTok videos, she has a whole team behind those TikTok videos. They script them. They're not authentically just spoken. They are scripted. They're rehearsed. They are designed for views. She has great lighting. She's got this whole studio set up. It's not just in her therapy office. It's a whole setup. She has PR people who get her these gigs with This Morning. I think she's on This Morning a lot of the time. But before she had this social presence, this presence in society, she was still the same therapist. She's got no more training since becoming known on TikTok than she had before. She's the same person with the same skills. She's just known, whereas before she wasn't. And so I see these people. I see her. I see Steve Bartlett. I see these people. And I'm like, but I want to be there because it means that I am good at what I do and I have done enough. But the truth is, I'm already doing enough. And so if I can truly believe that, then these goals that I have to get, I don't actually have these, but I had them in the past, like to get X amount of followers or, you know, those kind of things, I don't actually need them. They don't do anything for me except bring me a sense of I am enough. And I don't want to put my self-worth and my sense of enoughness into someone else's hands. I want to give that to myself, because when I feel enough, I am better with other people. I am better at what I do, and I don't need external validation to be that best version of myself. I'm trying to think of other things. I guess I love interior design, and I love like ASMR-y content. I think I went into this in a previous podcast, but you see these amazing homes and you think, oh my gosh, I'm evidently, you know, not good enough in some way, because my house is always a mess. I must just be really bad at interior design, or really untidy, or really messy. But the reality is, all of those people that do these videos where their house looks amazing, they usually have a cleaner, they've usually had someone help them with the interior design of the house, and the footage and the content that they're filming is done when the house is clean. But as I said before, this girl Kaylee May, she did a YouTube video about cleaning her pantry, and it just looked like any other pantry. It was what we would call is just messy. It wasn't awful, but it was not Pinterest or Instagram worthy. Or maybe it is. Maybe we need to change the idea behind Pinterest and Instagram worthy and make authenticity the definition of worthy rather than perfect. So yeah, have a think about what's the real reason behind your goals. What are you trying to prove? Maybe you were recently broken up with somebody and you're really proud of yourself because you've done loads of things, and you know that they've probably seen it. You know that they've probably seen the amount of progress that you've made. And so that fires you on to do more and more and more, because you know that they're going to see that and you're going to feel even better in yourself because you've shown that you can be amazing without them. But then you're not doing it for you, and you're trying to do all of these things to keep up with this hedonic treadmill and time scale of what you think other people are expecting of you or not thinking that you could do. Whereas you need to go at your own pace, follow your intuition, and not be led by what you think other people are going to say about you or think about you, because they're probably not even thinking about you anyway. And as you know, we judge ourselves way more than we judge other people. So you're probably judging yourself way more harshly than other people are judging you. So I'm going to bring this to an end. I feel like it's been a little bit jumbly, but at the same time, it really depends on how much prep work you've done for this. And if you're just listening to this, but you don't have a set of priorities or a set of goals for the year, then you're not going to have got anything out of this podcast. And I really want you to think about that. If that's you, you've listened to this, you enjoy listening to me, but you haven't done this stuff, ask yourself why. Why haven't you done this stuff? Why haven't you set your priorities for the year? And it's okay, you don't have to, but be honest with yourself. Be brutally honest. Why haven't you done it? And if you have done it, then give yourself a pat on the back. Notice what parts of what we've done today have really helped you or given you food for thought. And just continue to play with how your mind feels around certain things. Follow your intuition, follow your gut. Don't get frustrated at yourself for not achieving certain things. There's a reason why you haven't achieved them yet. And trust the process. So that is all from me. Please do give this a rating out of 5 stars if you're on Spotify, or leave a review down below if you are on Apple Podcasts. And all that's left to say is, I appreciate you.